All right, welcome back inside our Proactive Newsroom. And joining me now is Leji Gafour. He is the CEO of Cult Food Science. And Leji, great to see you again. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you. It's good to be here again as well. Thank you for having me on.
Yeah, very interesting news release out from the company talking about launching a cellular agricultural network, which you're calling Open Cell Ag. So first off, I'm sure people are wondering, what does this mean?
Yeah, it's the first of its kind network here in North America. And it's really focused on defining, exploring, and sharing foundational infrastructure and knowledge for the global industry. So this network made up of Cult and right now New Harvest as well, which is one of the largest nonprofits in the space, will gather and manage projects and partners who can really support the execution of the expansion of this industry with Cult really leading the way. And the reason for this is that things like common frameworks and open knowledge, or even just to put it more simply, knowing how you do stuff, or really setting this is the right way to do a thing, exists in many other industries, but it takes some time to form. So the goal of Open Cell Ag is to really start to help establish this fundamental step of here's how you do it, to help both new startups and researchers accelerate the industry globally.
So what type of companies would you want to participate in this? You mentioned it. Is it more the startups, or is it established companies as well? Like, who would benefit from this?
It is a mix of both. So any group that is looking to basically get involved in the cell ag industry, whether they're working on cultured meat or milk replacements, whatever it may be, stands to benefit from Open Cell Ag. So we are actively looking for participants who are looking to contribute to help accelerate this industry faster so everyone can see the change that we all want to see through this technology.
And will this also help people in developing new ideas as well? Because you talk in there about knowledge and how important that is. And there's a lot of, you know, industries, as you mentioned, that have sort of think groups and work groups and things like that. Is that sort of what you're looking for here?
Yes, 100%. Because it's interesting, especially when stuff is new, knowing what not to do can actually be just as important as knowing what to do. And when new companies start up, it is in this industry and others as well, it can be often very difficult to know what mistakes have already been made. It can tend to be a bit of a black box. So we're really hoping to be able to set up new players and researchers for success by being able to share best practices and help them avoid mistakes that others have already made.
And lastly, is it also something that you would look at as far as, you mentioned the industry is still so new and people are just waking up to the story and learning about what you're doing, what other companies are doing as well. And does speaking with that sort of unified voice really make it a benefit, especially when you're dealing with, you know, government officials or media, things like that?
Yes, you're directly on it in that this helps create unification globally across different regulatory bodies, different nations and different practices and understanding as well, in that it is really important for global acceptance that there is a set of commonly understood frameworks so that everyone is coming to the table with the same knowledge, which is important so that it doesn't get skewed by any particular interest, because that can really backfire in the long run. So this is about leveling the playing field globally in that regard as well.
Yeah, it's super interesting and a smart idea. It's used elsewhere and no reason why it shouldn't be used here as well. So Leji, thank you so much. Great to catch up with you. And I know we'll talk soon.
Thank you very much. Good to talk to you as well.
All right, there's Leji Gafour, the CEO of Cult Food Science.